I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow GDP Yoga Warriors. It is that time again. It is April 1st, 2015, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We are hanging and banging right here at GDPRadio.com, which could only mean one thing. It's another episode of GDP Radio. We ain't fooling. We're too busy ruling because GDP Yoga is taking over, baby. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can find me over at MikeIn90%.com. And I am joined currently by the man who keeps DDPYoga.com running smoothly on the information superhighway, Mr. Robert McLaren. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. And we had Stacy join us just before the bell. So
all
she's
right.
Here.
We have,
hey, guys.
The
just
lovely.
Made it
and,
in.
She's, of course, on the proverbial Mount Rushmore of DDP Yoga success stories. Stacy Morris coming in just at the last second.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing
awesome,
good.
Awesome. And, of course, we are planning on having an appearance from DDP tonight and, of course, making his triumphant return to DDP Radio fresh off a huge record-breaking WrestleMania weekend. Dallas was there all weekend, and we saw one of our own, Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, the bad guy, make an impact on the grandest stage of them all. Really cool moment there for a huge DDP Yoga success story in Scott Hall. And we have our fearless leader, the man who went from WCW wrestling mat to the DDP Yoga mat, Diamond Dallas Page, going to be joining the show in just a few minutes. I hope so. I believe so. But real quick, I wanted to talk about this. We've got the Cauliflower Alley Club ceremony coming up in almost 2 weeks, April 12th through the 15th. It is the 50th anniversary of the CAC. It's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Gold Coast Hotel. And Dallas is up for two awards. And this is the first time in the history of the 50 years of the Cauliflower Alley Club that one man has gotten two awards. Dallas is going to be getting the 2015 Men's Wrestling Award and the 2015 Jason Sanderson Humanitarian Award. And he's going to be welcomed into the brotherhood that is the CAC. By his two biggest mentors in the wrestling business, of course, Jake the Snake Roberts and the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Robert, I know as a wrestling fan, to go into such a Hall of Fame such as that, you know, Lou Thesz, Nick Bockwinkel, all those legendary names, to be joined among them, Dallas, a guy who never thought he was, nobody ever thought he was going to be much, and to go into a ceremony like that and be honored by your peers like that, it's a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and to be honored not only to get two awards, the first person ever to get two awards, which is crazy, but to be brought in by Jake and Dusty is just, you couldn't write it any better. It's just a huge honor for Dallas.
Absolutely. And I know Dallas isn't one of those guys that goes in and I told you so type of thing. But, you know, going into the business, Dallas was a manager. He was a tall manager. And when he broke in, you know, he's told the story a ton of times. People didn't expect him to be a top guy. If anything, he was just going to be around. And to kind of prove his critics wrong like that and not only have a career in professional wrestling for that many years and be that successful, but also transcend that to a career outside of the business, which is probably even rarer to do than becoming a wrestling star, is to have a post-wrestling career as successful as your wrestling career. It's a big deal for DDP, and he's being honored in Sin City, April 12th to the 15th in Las Vegas. It's a big deal, and he's really proud to be there.
Absolutely. It's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be the hottest ticket in town.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of Sin City, while you are there, enjoying going to the CAC Brotherhood, you can skip the buffets, you can skip the back blackjack, and get your ass on the mat with DDP himself. Because while he is there, he is taking advantage of being in Sin City and seeing his West Coast friends over at the Ultimate Sin City Workshop. It's a DDP Yoga Workshop. It's not just a DDP Yoga Workshop. It is the Ultimate Sin City Workshop. It is happening April the 13th, 2015, just coming up in a couple weeks in the midst of all the chaos that is the CAC. He's going to take some time to get on the mat with some DDP Yoga Warriors. And you can book that at ddpyogaworkshops.com for more information on that. And you're going to want to get there because it's going to be a hell of a time, and Dallas is going to be in great spirits, all the great fanfare and festivities happening, and be able to work out with Dallas as well. Going to be a good time.
Yo, Mikey.
Hey, D, what's going on, man?
Just got done having a gluten-free burger. There's a place called Yeah Burger, and in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and Brendan and I just got done having a gluten-free burger and grass-fed beef. Yeah, burger.
Oh, nice.
And a little commercial for them there, but whenever we go, it's not too far from the accountability crib, and just cruise on down there.
Awesome.
How's
man.
Things going? I heard you. I heard you up.
Yeah, we were just talking about your big weekend coming up in a couple weeks at the Cauliflower Alley Club, the 50th anniversary of the CAC, April 12th to the 15th. You're up for two awards. I wanted to touch base with you on that because that's a big deal for you. And to go in with your mentors, Jake and Dusty, and just stop in there too, I'd like to hear you talk about it. We haven't talked about it much on the show yet.
The guys, they let me know earlier this year, and it's a big honor. Getting into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, getting up there and getting the Frank Gotch Award was really cool a year ago. And then coming here for the CAC, Cauliflower Alley Club, it's really cool. The Jason Sanders Award is the Humanitarian Award, and he's a great guy. You know him personally. He was responsible for helping get you in the ring, wasn't he?
Yeah, he broke me in, and I actually stayed with him for a long time. It's a really kind of cool coming full circle for me, starting in the business with Jason, and then kind of you taking me under your wing and mentoring me and getting me back to health, and kind of see you guys come together. You getting the Jason Sanderson Award is kind of pretty cool for me to see.
Yeah, well, he does, he does a lot of charity work, man, and he gives a lot to the CAC is one of the very few charities that everybody pays their own way. Like, everybody come in, like, normally, you do something with, example, WWE, they pay for everything. It's not a charity, but when you go to any kind of WrestleMania, Hall of Fame, what do they bring in? They pay for everything and give you a payday. Whereas when you're doing something like CAC, all of the money raised goes to the guys, the boys who fell short, in the long run. And it's easy to fall short, especially if you got health problems, got a couple divorces under your belt. It's really easy to end up with nothing. I watched my dad end up in that spot, and a bunch of older people, and that's one of my biggest goals. That's why, doing DDP Yoga, I know I'm going to be able to do this the rest of my life. I've never considered it a job. But, going in there and getting a wrestling award, too, is going to be pretty sweet. Jerry Briscoe is also, he's getting the Lifetime Award. And Jerry Briscoe is the first guy I ever talked to in the business. When I first, was wanting to do this whole Diamond Dallas Page thing, I went and I talked to him about it. He was in Tampa, Florida, and I was in Fort Myers at the time. So Jerry does DDP Yoga. He was, for years now, which is
really,
really cool.
We got another
really,
DDP Yoga
cool.
Warrior into for the Women's Award, the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix. I know she's been on this DDP Radio show before, and she's a DDP Yoga Warrior herself.
Yeah, her and her husband, Edge. And what's really funny is I was just looking at the National Wrestling Awards for this year. And Beth Phoenix is getting the Frank Gotch Award this year, which is pretty cool. Yeah, oh, and then wow. We're both going in there to the Cauliflower Hour Club. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time. And, anybody can gets in there that Monday night that wants to get on the mat and experience the workshop. It's going to be a lot of fun, and a lot of, of our DDP Yoga Warriors from, the Accountability Crib now, at the Performance Center will be there as well. I know the Yoga Doc's going to be there. Christina, I'm pretty sure, is going to be there. And, it's going to be a good crew there, man. So it's going to be, we'll have a great time. And, I guess you guys also wanted to hear what happened this last week at WrestleMania. Yeah, that was a great trip. What questions you have for behind the scenes stuff for there?
Well, first off, I wanted to throw this out there. How good did Scott Hall look? I mean, this guy's right off a hip replacement. Was it a year ago? And he's out there bumping on the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania. I mean, that's an infomercial for DDP Yoga that can't write itself.
Yeah, right. Doing the backdrop on the floor. Me and Brendan were just like, no! Jake just shook his head, But he didn't feel bad, He's a little sore. Of course, you get, backdropped in the air and you land on, a padded floor. It's a floor. I tell you what, that crowd was so hot. I mean, I don't know how many people watched it from the beginning, but the beginning they had an 8-man tag that was just like a main event, matches. It was insane. The guys were just taking crazy over the top bumps, and the whole night was it was amazing energy. I've wrestled plenty of times in the Cow Palace and in San Francisco, and the crowd has been hot, but I never seen it. When you get 78,000 or 76,000 people there, and normally it's so big, the echoes of the crowd, don't really play like they do in an arena like the United Center in Chicago, which only has 22,000 people, but it sounds like 88,000 people. But I was really surprised. It was really, the crowd was with everything, and that electrifies the boys, and the girls out there, not to feel the pain as much.
Yeah, absolutely. What was your highlight for the weekend? I know it was a big weekend for you with the Hall of Fame, and Scott Hall was really involved in the Click reunion. But it was a big weekend. I saw you on the red carpet with Brenda, looking absolutely beautiful. You looked all right too, but Brenda was looking really great.
She looked fine.
It was a big weekend for you. What was the highlight for you of the entire WrestleMania weekend, the festivities?
Well, for me, the two pops that, Medusa has been a friend of mine since I broke in 1988, in the AWA. And I managed her at one time. And during her speech, she gave thanks, I think, to everyone who ever helped her. But when she got to me, and I was not expecting that at all. She said for breaking in at 35, to be able to accomplish what I accomplished, how much I inspired her, to believe that it's never too late for anything. And then also said he is truly will be a Hall of Famer.
That was awesome.
I mean, I didn't see that. That actually choked me up a little bit. And it's funny because you might have noticed that she's the only one who had an iPad going, I explained to her because she was nervous with the cue cards and, the index cards. And I talked to her because I called her up to congratulate her. I hadn't talked to her. We've texted back and forth for about the last couple of years, but I hadn't really called her up and just talked to her, but I wanted to call her up and congratulate her, on this awesome award. And I thought, I thought it was never going to happen. Because of the garbage can throwing the belt in the garbage can, but they played off that so much. It was amazing. Loved it. But I, she was a little nervous about it and, like anybody who's getting up there. But she put out the iPad like I did. And I told her, if you go to you know, anybody who's listening to this, if you do any kind of speaking, if you do any kind of, you got to give a presentation for your job or, you know, for school. If you go to that section on your iPad that is called Stickies, and if you want me to see if it's actually called that, because I don't want to say it isn't. It's not. Let me look up. What's it called? I said it's called. I'm trying to say, what am I talking about? As I'm trying to drive and figure it out. Let's see that. What's that called right there? Notes. It's called Notes. Okay, it's called Notes. On my computer, it was called Stickies. But if you use that and you write in all, you know, capital letters, and you write every other line, you can move it. You know, when you fill it up with all the stuff you want to say, it moves like a prompter. So you actually can use it, and you know, and you probably already know your speech or your presentation, but it's like having like little cue cards there if you need something. So I thought her speech was one of the best. Of course, mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels was the best inductor maybe ever, because that induction speech he gave at Nash was phenomenal, and he told the story exactly the way it happened. You know, a lot of times people forget exactly the way something happens, but I know that that was the exact story, because Nash had talked about it many times, and Nash had said to me numerous times that... And one of the reasons why he wanted to help me so much when he came back to WCW was because when we were together as the Vegas Connection, you know, in the early 90s, before he ever went to the WWE to become a world champion, he had, you know, he was almost ready to quit like a couple of times. And I was like, don't you quit, you son of a bitch. Don't let these bookers beat you, man. Don't let them define, you know, don't let them define your legacy. You were going to be one of the biggest stars in the business. And I tell him that all the time. And he mentioned it in his speech. You know, thanking me for being such a persistent son of a bitch. You know, and making him see what he couldn't see. It's like what I see in so many people from DDP Yoga. You know, I see, you know, once they start and they get, you know, how to eat and the discipline and the work ethic, and they start to create, you know, blogs on their page. You're like, I know they're going to get there. I know, I already see it. You know, it's what I like to say, and Steve, you and I talk about it a lot. Like, what would you try? What would you try to accomplish if you knew you couldn't fail? You know, and to me, there's no way Nash was going to fail. There was no way I was going to fail, because I already seen it. You know, I seen when we finally do this DDP Yoga Now, you know, this app / you know, experience, you know, ongoing, you know, but the building I'm building at the Performance Center, I already see it like being in, you know, another 3 more years, like one of the biggest workouts on the planet. And it's been happening. It's all going along. You got to see it. You got to envision it. And then once you envision it, you got to set a goal that, you know, it goes from being a dream to manifesting into a reality. The more you work towards it, as long as you keep moving forward, you're not going to fail. You know, especially when it comes to something like health, you know, or something like that. You know,
I love your thoughts on if you can knew you wouldn't fail, what would you you know try to accomplish? Because you know, let's be honest, DDP Yoga Performance Center, the app, those are goals that are kind of lofty and kind of like, you know, goals for a lot of people, but you have this weird, like crazy, like I can't even put my finger on it, way of taking ideas that would be somebody's late night, like, you know, wow, a daydream, and making it happen. And I don't know if it's just the pure relentless, you know, not willing to give up or say die or what, but you have this profound way of making things happen that are usually people's, you know, far out reach, you know, last chance dream.
Well, you know, again, it's you got to dream it first. You know, you got to imagine it. You got to see it, and then once you make it a goal, then you keep working towards that goal all the time. You know, like I'll give you something as easy as, you know, getting in arguments with your significant other. You know, me and Brenda will get, because we are both very powerful, you know, entities. I always tell her 10 years ago we would have killed each other. You know, Joe gets pissed off at me for saying that, but, you know, I just know who I am. And it's like I don't want to take art in any kind of light. This is something it is something I work at. I don't want to take my voice past a certain level, because once we get there, we're going to be arguing or yelling. So we both work it down. And, you know, it's something you got to see. You got to see it. And I work at it. And she's looking at me, she's sort of smiling, half-assed. But, but it's a job, you know, to work at. And I don't want to be that Diamond Dallas Page character that reaches down someone's throat and pulls their tongue out. I don't want to be that guy. I'd rather be the guy that inspires people to believe that they can do anything. But it takes work. You know, Scott Hall would always say to me, "Dally, you're so damn positive. It's annoying. You know, how do you stay so positive?" I said, "I work at it." You know, I work at it.
Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight.
And
speaking of manifesting dreams, I saw, I think it was on Twitter today, there was a first ever meeting at the Performance Center. How did that go?
It went good, you know. I was just, first of all, congratulating my crew for lasting, you know, some of them lasted 3 years at the crib, you know. And, you know, it was probably the most stress on me and Brenda, because it wasn't like I had a, you know, an office at my house. My house was my office. And, you know, when everybody finally, you know, we finally could move over to the Performance Center, you know, first thing I did was, you know, Brenda had the walls all painted. And when we went away to WrestleMania, you know, we did the hardwood floors. And then the day we got in, the next day, new furniture came, because the furniture, everything was destroyed. The floors, I mean, it looked like a bomb blew up there. But the crew, you know, they were just excited to get over to the new place, which is still a work in progress. It's not finished yet. And so, you know, all of our furniture isn't in yet and everything. So it's, you know, I just wanted them to, you know, let them know that I did appreciate what they do. And I think everybody needs to be told that. And then I also wanted to start, okay, where are the complaints at? You know, what are the, you know, what's on your mind? What do we need to change already? What do we need to work on? In the beginning, nobody's saying anything. But before you know it, one person says one thing, and then it turns into, you know, a bunch of different things that are just going to make, you know, the company better. And I'm going to do a soft open probably sometime in early May. And it's just going to be like, people here will know it. You know, some of the people who have always come to my house, people have always wanted to come, you know, but never, you know, never got here, you know, whether they weren't, because it was all an invite for that, you know. But then we're just going to let people know and let them tell people who tell people. And we're going to do the same 10 o'clock class like we always do, but we're going to do it in the Performance Center spot. And then once that class fills up, then I'll probably go to doing an 8 o'clock class. Like Katie now is working at a child care center, and she looks amazing. She picked Jake up at the airport when we got in for Mania. And Katie Stippler, I was like, "Oh my God, you dropped weight again!" You know, she's starting to do the sugar thing, like you, Stacy. She started to, she cut back to like 12. She's doing this, you know, way of eating right now where she's eating 12 grams, you know, a day, which is next to nothing. But the weight is, I mean, it just took a big fall off of her again, and she hadn't seen the Performance Center, you know, sit for a while. So, because she's worked a lot of hours, but I stayed later today, and she came over, and like she was like, "Wow, you
know, it looks, you know, beautiful. Looks absolutely gorgeous."
Where do you see the next pictures? The next pictures will be up on the email that goes out, and it'll still be stuff in chaos because stuff's being done all around there. You can't really see it, but you'll be able to see like where we do the workout area, the workmanship. If, you know, you make that picture bigger and you can see all like the industrial looking stuff, that the catwalk and the fan and the big double doors. And I mean, it really, it's going to be so cool looking. I mean, what Steve and I envision is even so much better. And, you know, of course it costs more, but, you know, that part of the believability part of, you know, putting, you know, everything back into it. Like everything, I mean, I call this, you know, DDP Yoga Performance Center the house that Shark Tank built, you know, and, you know, that show really enabled us to really take this to a whole different level.
I just talked to Steve Yu about an hour ago, actually, and we were talking. He was talking about some stuff in the Performance Center, and I said to him, I said, you know, when someone builds up something, you know, so, you know, big as you've kind of built up the Performance Center, when someone kind of puts it over like you have and are as passionate about it, sometimes, you know, in your mind you picture something that can't possibly live up to what you see on paper or on this product, but like looking at the Performance Center, it's what you dreamed of. It's what you've been hyping, what you've been putting over for so long. It's actually as good as advertised, which is never the case in anything. I was shocked to see how just, you know, revolutionary it is and how unique it is. It's not your mama's exercise studio building. It's not your mama's office building. It's your mama's production center. It's a different animal.
Yeah, we have 5 edit bays in there for all the filming that we're going to be doing. I'm going to go back in, and you know, people will still be able to get the DVDs workouts if they have them, and probably for the next, you know, 4 months. But when we run out of the workouts that we have right now, we're going to reproduce those because people are still going to want DVDs, but they're going to be with the DDP yoga backdrop. So there'll be no confusion of brand, you know, between YRG and DDP Yoga. We have 5 edit bays set up to do the editing, and it's really like classy, high-end looking stuff. Plus, we have a TriCaster, and what that means is if you have 5 or 6 cameras shoot going, which is about what we'll have, you add all the cameras in, all of this gets run through the, you know, our monitor, which are probably 65 inches, but it'll have all the TVs on one screen, which has never really been done until very recently. So this is really like cutting edge technology. So and how we've put together the 30-foot wide green screen, you know, and 18 feet high, it's gonna be 18 feet deep. You know, I don't know if I've talked about this yet. Did I talk about the DDP Yoga for Kids with like animated characters? Like,
no,
what I want to
no.
do, think about if, you know, Pee Wee Herman was sort of like for kids, but sort of adults, but he was a character, you know, Mr. Rogers is a type of character, you know, for back in my day, Captain Kangaroo was a character, mm-hmm. Barney, SpongeBob. Well, what I'm going to do, because I've seen so many people not just work out with their kids, but kids working out by themselves. Like they take videos of their son or their daughter, like folk like Jericho took a picture of his kids doing the program and all the mats. You know, I was so inspired by so many kids doing it by themselves. I thought I'm going to give little kids, like kids who are like 3, 4 up to around, we're going to create different characters for me, whether it be like a Barney type of character or a moose or a SpongeBob or whatever. And I'm going to do the workout in these characters, and the green screen is going to become whatever that animated piece is. Now I don't know what it's going to look like yet, but I have an idea. And again, that's where it starts, with an idea. And then I bring it to my crew and I go, okay, here's what I want to do. How do we make this happen? So I think if you can get little kids doing this and having fun with it, and then it turns in, say it's 4 to 8, then, you know, 9 to 12, and then 13 to 17, you know, and you make it fun for those people in between there. It really,
'cause you know what
be-
you're, you know what you're doing? You're starting them young, and you're conditioning that whole idea that exercise and working out is drudgery right out of them.
Right, right. And they're just having fun with it, you know? And
yeah.
If they feel that and they keep that motion going, you know, who knows what it could turn into. And I just saw it today for the first time, and it'll be up on the, and you'll see only pieces of it, but you'll see where the kitchen is going, because everything's, what's that called, honey, when it's brushed aluminum, right? All the cabinets and everything is brushed aluminum, just like the Sub-Zero refrigerator will be, the same way the double stoves will be, because we're really building a full-blown kick-ass kitchen that's on that one wall that's really cool looking. And then they created this island. Let's call it an island because we all know we cook on islands. Out my house, I cooked on an island. But this island is huge. And we've got a 12-burner stove that I think's a Wolf and a grill in the middle of it. Like, this is going to – and it's all on wheels. So when I want to move it off the wall and have room behind for the shooting the kitchen set, we can. But when we're ready to work out, I can push it up against the wall so we can fit a couple of more mats on there. So between
Chef,
the green
Chef
screen –
Chef Bill is salivating.
Ah, yes. Absolutely.
We'll be there. We're so there.
When you created DDP Yoga, you basically, stretched the word yoga and created your whole animal, new animal, DDP Yoga. Now you're not only changing the yoga game and the fitness, you're stretching the limits of the entire, production and fitness and, changed it with the app and the performance center. There's nothing like this. And, you've been known to think outside the box before, but this is so far outside of the box. This is, uncharted territory that not only fitness hasn't been, nobody's been.
And I don't think we see cooking shows all the time, but it seems like every cooking show, one after another, gets, maybe it tastes great, but it's so unhealthy. And we want to show people Brenda, she made, what was that sauce she made, the dipping sauce that we were using? She roasted up an artichoke last night, which was unbelievable. And she just does things like that. And she had some kind of dipping sauce that she was using for the artichoke, but I didn't know it was for the artichoke. I thought it was for the salad. So I started putting in the salad. I said, I think we need some oil for this because it's too pasty. She goes, that's the dipping sauce for the artichoke. The salad dressing's right next to you. And I'm like, oh. So I put that in with dipping sauce. I was like, oh, my God, this is one of the best salads I've ever had. Yeah, which was complete. I knew I loved the dipping sauce, and I knew that, I loved the salad dressing. So you put them together. Some things don't taste great when you put them together, but this sure did. Again, it would have been like us just going through what we're going to cook that night and, doing that, getting the show down. The biggest thing we have to learn is how to use all the equipment, from the LED lighting that we have. I mean, I only made everything that's in the performance center is state of the art. And I love to tell some of my friends, I said, I know I sound like I'm overselling this, but you have to trust me. I'm underselling this. Because when they walk in there, it's like, oh, my God. Scott Hall lit up. He went, whoa. He goes, you're about to take this to a whole nother level. I said, yeah, dude, and you're on the ride with us. So enjoy it. It's going to be fun.
Obviously, you always dream big, and obviously, you have these goals that you set for yourself, both short-term and long-term. But as we've talked about on the show with you before, the DDP Yoga brand wasn't always a sure thing for you. This is something you worked 10 years at, and to see how much it's grown, not only in 10 years, but the past 2 or 3 years, obviously you expected to succeed, but did you expect it to get to this level so quickly?
It's really interesting, again, because I'll be going to, to CAC in a couple of weeks, in 2 weeks, to get the humanitarian award. And when they told me they were giving me that, I was like, so Carl, he's the guy who called me and told me, and I said, what did you think of my wrestling career? He goes, oh my God, it was unbelievable. Oh, I haven't told you yet. You're getting that award too. I was like, okay. Cause I put a lot of work in that wrestling career, but a little over 5 years ago, I was talking to Brian Alvarez, who has his own show, works for, the name escapes me right now. Dave Meltzer. God, how can I forget Dave's name? But he works for Dave, and he has his own show that he does every week. And about 5 years ago, he said to me, where do you see Diamond Dallas Page, 5 years from now? And I said, Diamond Dallas Page is going to be a crossbreed between the new Jack LaLanne, Tony Robbins, and the straight Richard Simmons. And of course, you know, that cracked him up. But I said, what I really believe is at some point, DDP Yoga is going to dwarf my wrestling career. And then Brian said, dude, that's a bold statement. You know, because you had a hell of a career. And I did. You know, I had a crazy, unbelievable, you know, almost like Beatles. You know, that's how hot we were at that time, you know, career. But, you know, I just really felt, I felt like once I saw Arthur's change and then the people who changed after that, who really changed and owned it, I thought, you know, man, this is something that when it finally clicks, you know, Darius Rucker, most people know him as Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish, but if you're a country music fan, you know exactly who Darius Rucker is because he's the first black man since Charlie Pride to make a monster impact on country music. And he's a very good friend of mine. And over the years, I tried to, get him, you know, to do the program. And he's like, dude, I'm not doing yoga. And then about 3 weeks ago, he texts me. And I just texted him not too long before that because he's going to be in Atlanta on May 21st. And I wanted to go and see him and I wanted to bring my family. So he said, dude, I got you covered. And about 3 weeks after that, he wrote me, dude, where's that first one? The first one he wrote me was, what the hell was it? It's, hey, bro, that's the wrong one. Where the hell is it? Let's see. Oh, yeah, here it is. Hey, bro, I want to start your yoga. My back and my knees are killing me. You got something for beginners. Of course, let's see. I sent him the whole thing, told him what to do. Didn't even get into the DDP yoga thing. I figured, let me see what happens with that. I said, send me your address, so I'll hook you up. And then he wrote, let's see. He sent me another thing. I'm going to start tonight. You know, this is like 2 weeks, maybe a week and a half since I said it to him. I will listen to your words of wisdom. And then he came back 2 weeks later going, dude, I'm addicted to this shit every effing day. I ride around thinking, okay, when am I going to do my yoga today? Thank you, man. So, of course, you know, then I'm going to explain to him. And let's see, we're going to turn my brightness up on my phone because I can barely see it because of the, I try to keep it down so I don't kill my battery. Oh, God, now I can see it. So I wrote to him, awesome, bro. Jericho says the same shit. And please call it DDP Yoga or DDPY. I'm building a brand here. And he wrote back, okay. And then he wrote something today on a Twitter feed that was, you know, awesome, man. He just wrote back, you know, same thing. I'm addicted to this. I love it. You know, I'll never stop doing it. So they're very cool when you get some of your buddies that are also big time celebrities to promote it without doing anything but doing it.
Are you going to also get Maria Menounos into it? I saw you guys had up with her over the weekend.
She was such a doll. She's very good, best friends with Bob Backlund. And I mean, loves our business, grew up with it. Mm-hmm. And Bob was one of her best, you know, became a mentor and a good friend of hers when she was like a kid. And when I saw her, she came, say what?
Bob's a physical fitness freak too. He can do shit at stage that, like, oh my God, he's amazing.
Oh yeah, he's crazy. But Maria, you know, I said, will you do it if I send it to you? She said, absolutely. And she sent me a text saying, Dallas, I have a fitness deal I'm just doing. And I was like, hey, I would love you just to, don't worry about that. Make this when you want to, you know, break away from that workout to try this. And, you know, she told me, I said, review it. I said, forget it's me. Just review it. Tell me what you think of it. So I'm sure she's going to, and, you know, I've sent her, I know she'd want a pink mat. So I hooked her up with that. You know, she's a great chick. Like everybody was just so nice. Actually, got to see Ronda Rousey, who was actually coming in the building, and this is a humongous building, and I just happened to be walking in the same spot. And she looked over and she went, "Hey, DDP." Like, "Hey, Ronda Rousey." And I had no idea she was going to be involved in something. But now I can see that like being a main event for next year's WrestleMania.
I got to ask you a question real quick. And you talked about how you wanted your DDP Yoga career to eclipse your wrestling career at some point. A lot of wrestlers have post-wrestling projects, and there's sometimes a ceiling with that you can't break through the wrestling crowd. You get a great built-in crowd with your, you know, thing, but, like, few people like The Rock and stuff have actually broken through and transcended and gone to, like, mainstream culture, which I believe DDP Yoga has done. How much of your audience is wrestling, and how much is just people that have never even knew you wrestled before? I'm sure there's a huge amount of people that know DDP from DDP Yoga only.
Yeah, it's probably about 50-50. That's what I figured, you know, from this people who were at, you know, you take the workshops. And a perfect example, when I was in England and I was doing the tour, you know, Hayden is a huge fan. He knows it all. But then Tony, you know, Finbar, how do you say
Finbar Smith.
Finbar. I knew it was Smith. I didn't want to get Miss Finbar. Awesome cat. I love Tony. Great guy, but we're having lunch. You know, there's about 8 of our 10 of us having lunch, and Tony looks at me and he goes, "You know, D, I have no idea anything to do with your wrestling career." I go, "Good." I said, "I like it that way. It doesn't matter." You know, but you know, it's amazing. It doesn't matter if people are big fans or not when they're just looking to be inspired. You know, and as you guys know, I call people all the time, you know, who, and we have a list. And when we see people moving in a certain direction, you know, Stacey Mars knows, because when she was 30 pounds down, I called her.
Yeah, and I had to pull over because I knew what you were going to ask me.
Oh, God. But I said, "So, Stacey, what weight did you start at?" And all of a sudden it got really quiet, and she could tell she was hyperventilating a little bit. She goes, you're building up a feeling stress or something along that line. I remember exactly how you said it. But I said, "No, that's not me. That's you." You know, she goes, "Well, hold on. You know, let me pull over." I go, "You're driving? Pull over right now."
Yeah, oh, but, God. You know, it was your straight shooting accountability that really helped turn me around. If you would let me slide, I don't know if I'd be where I am today.
Yeah, I think everybody's like it to a certain degree. They just need to be accountable. Like, some people will go online and they'll say something like DDP. They'll give me this whole saga of all the things they're going through. What should I do? I normally write, "Pull your head out of your ass, for starters." You know, because you can't, when you're like pulling yourself down and, you know, and pulling, you know, just pulling all that negative energy in yourself, like, you're screwing yourself. Like, how come that works? That's why, you know, in the resurrection of Jake the Snake, the movie, you know, there's a point where we only touch on at the end the story you tell yourself. But, you know, it's really, you know, when I got Scott and Jake to really make what I call the shift, more than anything, from thinking, you know, I can do this, oh, I'm going to fall. Oh, I can do this, oh, I'm going to fall. Like, in the movie, Jake even says, you know, everything, you know, "Did I ever think I'd be in this position? You know, going into the Hall of Fame and, you know, and all this monster positive, getting my family back. Did I ever think I was going to do it? No, I never did." And then he says, "And I almost think, you know, I'm almost gonna screw it up because I always do." When I saw that, I was like, "Stop telling yourself that, because you're right. As long as you keep saying I'll always screw up, or I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, you're gonna." You know, I'm gonna leave everybody with this story. You know, I said to Scott and Jake on separate occasions, I said, "So let me ask you a question. When you were getting ready for your match, and you were lacing up your boots, were you thinking to yourself, 'Oh, God, I hope I don't screw this up. Oh, man, I suck.'" oh, I'm never going to be able to do this. Hell no. They were saying, I am the king of the world. I own this place. When I walk out in front of this crowd, I am stealing the show. So why can't you do that when you get out? You know, because that's pivotal. Every one of us can say the same thing. Like in my Live Life at 90% talk, I talk about, you know, waking up and clapping your hands and ringing them together and saying, today is going to be a great day. Like, oh, God, oh, man, I got to get up this early. Oh, this is going to suck. You're right. Oh, I'm never going to lose this weight. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, stop saying that shit.
Yeah, you can't go there.
Absolutely. And it's like, it's work. It's work. You know, like Scott always says, you know, when he used to ask me, why do you stay so positive? I work at it. You know, if there's something lacking, I want to work at it. I want to talk about it. I want to fix it. I want to move forward. I don't want to stay down in the negative. I don't want to stay there. No one does. So stop telling yourself that story. I'm leaving you guys with this because I got to go. And it's the end of the show anyway. But there's this, the three things you need to do to change your life is change your physiology. Don't be slumped over. Don't be curled up in a ball. Don't slouch. Stand up. Roll your shoulders back. Throw a smile on your face. Change your physiology. It is pivotal. Number two, change what you focus on. If it's, you know, it goes right down to the story you tell yourself. Your physiology, your focus, the story you tell yourself. Start telling yourself to, you know, right this second, you know, that's why people say, I am a beautiful person. I love me. You can never love anyone till you love yourself. That's a fact. You can't love your kids and your family and hate yourself because you're not really giving them the love that they deserve. You got to love you. You got to care about you first, especially if you're a parent. No, I got to take care of my kids first. I'm going to care for them first. No. Because if you get sick, they don't have anything. They get sick and die, they got nobody. You got to take care of you first, and then you can take care of everyone else. On that, guys, it was great coming in and talking to you guys.
Oh, love
Dallas, you guys.
Hold it. Hold it. We want to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday on Sunday to you. It's a very special day, Easter Sunday.
You know how old I am? I'm going to be 12 months from 60. That's
wow.
That's called owning. I did it when I was 50, and I would count it down. I'm 12 months, 11 months, 10 months. When I turn 60, I'm going to be jacked up instead of pulled down. The story you tell yourself. I love you guys. Gotta go.
Thanks, Dallas, for your time. I took up so much, but I appreciate it, man.
Happy
birthday. Guys. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And, well, awesome words from DDP right there. You know, great talk, you know, always. Before we go, we're going to let you guys go in just a second. We're going to roll out of here a little bit early. Sorry we couldn't get to the calls tonight. We had a lot to talk about. But I wanted to go over the schedule real quick. Once again, if you are in Las Vegas, the Ultimate Sin City Workshop, if you're going to be at the Cauliflower Alley Club for the festivities there to see Dallas get not one but two awards, the Wrestling Award and the Jason Sanderson Humanitarian Award, April 13th. The Ultimate Sin City Workshop, Las Vegas. And don't forget, May 9th, he's going to be in Brighton, Michigan at Funk's Fitness. June 13th, he's going to be at St. John's up in Newfoundland. And, of course, the DDP Yoga Retreat. I don't know if the July one is sold out yet. I'm not sure, but I know that they're still taking bookings for the October 16th through the 22nd. For the information on the retreat, head over to ddpyogaretreat.com. And for information on all the other workouts and to book your spot, especially for the Sin City Workshop in Las Vegas on the 13th of April, coming up a couple weeks, head over to ddpyogaworkshops.com. Awesome show tonight, guys, huh?
Absolutely. I'm on fire now. I had a pep talk from DDP.
Yeah, it's always awesome when Dallas gets on the show, and it is his show. This is his show. This is DDP Radio. Dallas has taken off so much and had such a big, huge, you know, run, you know, so much to do. He doesn't get here as much as he'd like, but we always love having him here, and he just brings an extra oomph to the show whenever he's around. He's just a ball of positivity and fire and energy, and it's contagious. It really is. Makes everyone around him kind of get psyched up as well. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us as always. Robert, you know, holding down the fort, doing on the technical end and contributing. Robert pulls double duty here. Probably one of the most underappreciated members of the DDP Yoga universe for the vast amount of things that he pulls off on a daily basis. So, Robert, thank you for all you do as well. And, Stacy, real quick, I want to plug your book because we haven't done that in a couple of weeks. It's still available, so if you don't have it yet, what the hell are you waiting for? It's Easter Sunday. We're getting some recipes in there, so order it right now. If you order it on Amazon.com, you can have it in your account today. Which means you can use some awesome recipes for Easter. Head over to StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com. You can email Stacy at
StacyMorris345@yahoo.com, and I'll send you a personalized signed copy.
And
guys,
what a deal.
Guys, have a great Easter. Have a great weekend and week, and it's been great.
Absolutely. And I real quick, I want to tell you guys, a lot of people have gotten them, and I'm really excited to, you know, tell you guys about it. DDP Radio t-shirts are available at ProWrestlingTees.com under Diamond Dallas Page's store. Just click on DDP store. He's got all kinds of cool t-shirts out there, as well as the DDP Yoga apparel line at DDPYoga.com. I got an awesome new hoodie this week that's pretty awesome, so definitely check that out, DDPYoga.com or ProWrestlingTees.com. Click on the DDP store for his official pro wrestling store, including DDP Radio shirts. I know McAdoo's got one. He's rocking it in quite a few of his pictures. I want to shout out to McAdoo. I just got your question right here, man. Sorry I didn't get a chance to ask him. I didn't get it in time. But until next time, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week, next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at DDP Yoga. DDPRadio.com. And as always, if you guys want to listen to past episodes, we're available on iTunes as well as archived episodes at ddpradio.com. Robert, Stacy, thank you so much. My name is Mike Mullins. And, of course, until next time, every day you wake up and there's air in your lungs and your heart is still beating. It's another day to turn things around. So own your life, my friends. Pick yourself up, stand up straight, and kick some ass. Hope you guys are well. ddpradio.com. See ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh! The Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.